Let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots training camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. It's supposed to be tough. It's the NFL. It's training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
That would be Eric Scalavino, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart. Just back from practice on a gorgeous day here in Foxborough. One of the best days we've had all summer for the seventh day of Patriots training camp. And, guys, I don't know, a little bit better than yesterday's practice as far as the excitement level, the plays that were made. Not a huge jump, though, in my opinion. What did you guys think?
Yeah, I thought the performance was once again a little lackluster, inconsistent, lacking. But I thought in terms of sort of notes and just stuff happening, it was one of the more interesting practices of the summer so far.
Now, offensively, I think it's still been a struggle. And I think, you know, Tom Brady,
you know,
talked,
when you throw three passes against air and all three are incomplete, not good.
But Tom talked after the practice today and sort of expressed some of that. Not necessarily frustration, but just that it's a work in progress. There's still that, you know, getting to know period that's going to be ongoing. Talked about, you know, you have to do all of these things in order to get that confidence in everybody. And we know the Patriots offense likes to play fast. Well, if you can't get slow down, it's hard to get fast. You know, it's like when we used to talk with defense. If you're not doing vanilla right, it's hard to put in all the other exotic stuff. So still a work in progress.
So a little housekeeping before we get to more of our observations here. The Patriots made some moves before practice, cutting two, signing two. So we're back at 90 again. And one of those guys that they cut, as we said yesterday, we guessing how to pronounce his name and said it probably won't matter, and it didn't, because Travis Chappaclear no longer on the Patriots after one day, one practice. He's out.
Peace!
And also gone, long snapper Mike Zupancic.
Bob Zupcic.
Yeah.
I like to go
one of those guys. They signed in their
You're
place.
Happy about that, Eric, because you were very upset that they were wasting a spot by carrying.
They really were.
Snappers.
I mean, it was just – and the intense competition there at that position was just too much to bear. They signed two offensive linemen in place of those two guys who were cut. First-year guy Luke Patterson, who had been with the Kansas City Chiefs in 2011, and a rookie Bryce Schwab. That's Bryce with an I. For those of you keeping your rosters up to date at home. So back up to 90 players with those moves. Guys who were not at practice today, though, a little bit more than yesterday. Rozai Dowling, as we talked about on the podcast, who came up a little bit lame during practice yesterday, not out on the field. Jermaine Cunningham, who also seemed to have a little bit of a left knee issue, not on the field. And the other usual suspects, Gronkowski, Armstead, Marcus Cannon, who missed yesterday as well. Mark Harrison, guys who've been out, and Mark Haslam was a new guy addition to that list.
Kevin too,
his brother.
Did
Kevin
I say Mike?
Well.
Yeah, Kevin Haslam.
Actually, you said Mark.
Mark, sorry.
It's just a debacle.
Yeah. So those guys.
Now you got his triplets.
Seven guys not on the field today. We did see Harrison out, you know, make his usual appearance in shorts and
we saw Gronk
t-shirt.
Make his usual
sure
appearance.
Gronk
too.
Make his usual appearance later on.
Happy as ever.
We saw Nate Ebner early in practice riding an exercise bike, but he ended up
gone.
Leaving.
Peace out.
That's right. And Devin McCourty still wearing that red non-contact jersey, but still taking part in everything, it seems.
Actually, taking part even more and moving
to corner
today.
Taking part even more because he played during nickel, was playing a lot.
I noticed it first in nickel, and then they were doing some base, and he was still the right cornerback opposite Tlaib. Dennard, for all I could see, was out there. So it's not, you know, Dowling's out, so if Dennard goes out, okay, now they're scrambling. But for all I could see, Dennard was out there, but maybe he's dealing with something. It's interesting. That's the first we've sort of seen him playing corner in camp.
That was the most interesting note, I thought, on the defense today.
Anytime McCourty, who we had all, I think, kind of penciled in and said he would go back to corner when you reach dire straits, dire conditions, I don't think you've reached that necessarily yet.
Well,
and
just wondering if I hope I'm reading into this, but I'm wondering if the Dowling situation is a little bit more than day-to-day. And then they're still sort of in the back of their minds worried about Dennard and his long-term availability. Now, you know, maybe you're down two, and you know, on field, as Andy said, you're only down one guy today. But maybe in their minds, they're down two, and it's time to start repping Devin. Or it could just be one of those deals where
they just need to get a little practice.
You know, around day seven or so, they're going to start giving some reps to Devin McCourty at corner. We've seen that in the past.
Just to keep him fresh and
sure.
Keep his skills a little sharper.
The guys that do more than one thing need to practice doing more than one thing for the most part.
That's well said, Bill Belichick.
Thank you very much.
That was very Belichickian.
What I was looking for along the lines of, you know, it's good when you have good players. You know,
yes.
The good players are good.
Versatile players are good, too.
Versatile players are good, but good players are good.
Offensively, I thought Danny Amendola had a little bit of a tough time today with some passes that...
certainly in the red zone drill where Brady went to him a couple times and one...
Bouncing off his arms, his chest. He seemed
I actually
to be,
turned to you a couple times. Welker would have caught that.
Yeah, that's what you do.
And I'm the only one who's going to be doing that when that comes up in a game when he's crossing at the four-yard line and it bounces off his hands?
No, you'll be right.
The only one who's going to say that?
No, you will not be the only one. You'll be right with the rest of the Magpies saying all the obvious stuff.
The entire region of New England, although they're frauds.
Right.
Because they said he dropped those passes.
Saying all the obvious
stuff.
All
right, it's not PFA in progress. A couple health notes you kind of skimmed past. Michael Jenkins looked like a left hamstring. He went to the sideline, had a big ice bag on it, and then was standing there talking to his family afterwards, so whatever. And Julian Edelman, who's been back, you know, a day and a half, came up lame.
He actually looked pretty good in the receiving drills.
Yeah,
and
right up until,
returns,
you know, it's kind of the story of his career. He looks pretty good in receiving drills until he's not on the field because he's hurt. And pulled up lame a little bit, looked like foot, ankle, lower leg, something, kicking the turf, limping a little bit, wiggling
his
foot.
And he did have the foot injury is what kept him out all spring and
well,
you'd
hope it's
not.
If it's that again, you may be seeing the last of him. Could just be, you know, a rolled an ankle or anything, kicked, stepped on a toe and the toe hurt. It could be absolutely anything.
And we did see him walking off afterwards.
With no cleats on.
With no cleats on and didn't look.
Wasn't limping nearly as much.
Didn't look nearly as bad as before. So
But, you know, I'm 0 for the week on limping because, you know, Aaron Dobson looked like he couldn't walk and now he's back
really
out there
looking
tremendous.
Well, he really now has developed a hatred for Aaron Dobson.
No, no, no.
It's really
everybody that looks like they might be seriously injured. Today it was Aqib Talib that he got mad at.
Well, he did stay down in the end zone for,
well,
you know, 20
seconds.
I think
I saw what happened there.
Talib made a terrific one-handed interception.
Yeah.
Jumping underneath
a little flat
route to Josh Boyce. And
play of the day, I'll give it.
Took it to the house.
And then tried to spike it.
Oh, did it hit his nuts?
He tried to spike it, and I think he mistimed the spike and hit himself in the lower belt.
And he went down like he was dead, and Andy was like all over him because he didn't. He barely missed like maybe one rep.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah.
That's a good reason
He missed
that.
One rep and then came back in.
Is that what's wrong with Dobson? He hit himself in the nuts?
No.
Okay, because you shouldn't miss a whole practice for hitting
No, and I will point out also that Edelman spoke with the media. Well, I won't say the media. I saw him doing a one-on-one with somebody who I didn't recognize. So if it was something that was really serious. And I would also throw in that Dowling yesterday stayed out on the field the whole time after he left practice. I know you guys talked about that yesterday during the podcast. So
and walked around fine.
I'm going to sort of side on the side of that not being an overly serious one either.
It seemed like a tight muscle is what it seemed like.
And as you guys noted, Tom Brady did speak afterwards, as well as Tim Tebow. What stood out to you from Brady's remarks?
Just a lot of the same from Brady. It's the same stuff basically that he said on Monday, talking about just
most important camp of his career.
It needs work. You need to work with the guys that you're not familiar with. You have to get that confidence level down. He talked about there's a lot of things to like about, you know, some of these new guys. They seem like they're smart. You know, he's talking about Dobson, Boyce, and Tompkins. Particularly, those are the guys he was asked about. He always seems to have that excitement at this time of year, and that's what Andy's alluding to with his. You know, someone asked him if this is the most important training camp that he's had because of all the newness,
all
the newness factor.
Right.
And
he said,
you know, but I think all of us would call it the most important training camp.
Kind of like it's the most important game because it's the next game on the schedule.
The one we're currently in is the most important, and that was you know, Andy's little clever play on
Brady that. Says, quote, most important camp of career.
And they also made Tim Tebow available for about 2 minutes.
Yeah, real quick. He got a Riley Cooper question that he deflected, said he didn't really know enough about it to comment on it. But more interesting than anything he said, which got into, you know, if he likes to sign autographs.
One asked him about the pistol.
No,
or anything,
which ran today, which they have
for the second
couple days in a row. Well, today was more dramatic.
Today
he had to have been a half dozen reps.
He ran it for
in
real.
Team.
Today.
And, you know, they had started with the option the other day. Today they would motion into the pistol with an offset fullback, and he was running the option almost as if, well, he can't run our plays, so now we're going to start giving him some plays to run. The Tim Tebow offense that we saw at Florida, we saw in Denver, they kind of turned it over to him because he struggled a little bit throwing the football again at times. There were times when he couldn't run the play and he was rolling around. He clearly looks at his best when he's in that. He gets comfortable in the pistol or some form of the option and goes from there. So who knows? Maybe we'll see that against Chip Kelly on Friday night.
Yeah, which is 1 week from today, the first preseason game.
I'd be shocked if we didn't see that.
Well, I'd be shocked if he's in the game and we don't see that.
Yeah.
Because if we see the other stuff, it ain't pretty.
Yeah. One more practice for this week.
Got a new offense.
And that'll be tomorrow, bright and early, 9 a.m., guys, tomorrow.
Indeed.
For practice. And then players will be talking to us right after that. So we'll have another podcast.
Tom Brady's birthday tomorrow.
Tom Brady's birthday, 36 years old.
We talked about that at length today, too. That was some more of the vital stuff that we got out of the Brady press conference.
Sixth straight or fifth straight where he's had to practice? He said he had a day off for his
30th. When he was 30, he had a surprise barbecue on his deck for him. That was the last time they had a day off on his birthday.
Is that back with Bridget?
I didn't ask him that.
Getting a little too involved here in this podcast.
All right.
So we will see you tomorrow, Saturday, for day 8 of camp. Until then, good night.
Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.